Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1428. Visible translated text is as follows. One had called her, that she turned back and he then struck her with his fist, knocking her down and dragged her back where they put rubbers on pencils. That finding Mr. Frank absent, he dropped her through the hole, then he then took her around by the furnace, starting to put her in the furnace, but his conscience wouldn't let him. That he put her down there to make people believe Newt Lee did it. That afterwards he found a piece of blank paper, tears it in two, picks up a pencil and puts the paper on the cellar door and writes the notes. That he first took the notes and put them in her bosom. Then he took them out and laid them by her side. That he then took a thing they used to open boxes with and pulled the staple out of the back door and went out the door, going over on Broad Street to get a glass of beer. That he went back to the factory to make people believe that he was innocent, but that the truth must come to light. That we went to save Mr. Frank by saying he helped move the body, but that he knew that that wouldn't work. That afterwards he went and got drunk, went home and started to leave town, but that he knew that that wouldn't do. So he stayed here to show that he wasn't guilty. He begged me not to say anything about this, that he wanted to serve his 12 months so that he would be free, that if he couldn't get me, he would go north and marry some white woman around Cincinnati. He also told me that he kept the money he found in the purse, but gave the purse to a Negro child. While I was in his company, he asked me to be with him, and I told him no. That was what got him in jail there. He asked me that twice in my presence. He asked me that several times in letters he wrote me, but I simply sent the letters back to him, not caring to be in his company anymore. He wrote me that he had a big hard thing waiting for me and that I had a big fat ass and he wanted to get it down to natural size. I have not got the letters. I give them back to him myself. I have not told this before, because I only got out of jail March 9, 1914. But I want to tell the whole truth about what he told me while in jail, and I am willing to take the witness stand and swear to this at any time. I have not been given any money or anything else to make this.